I have already with Chris, but I know Theo and Jed, and these guys got a job to do, and you know, they look at every option of how to make this team the best team they possibly can, you know, for this year and long term. And if I know anything about baseball, you know, the rumors aren't always as true as they may seem, and I see that even more now that I'm behind the curtain, so to speak.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
Okay, Dave.
That is the Wizard himself.
Rossi.
That is David Ross, and Grandpa Rossi is behind the curtain.
He's behind the curtain.
He's the Wizard of Oz. He understands.
I think that he's trying to prepare himself, or maybe kind of...
Doesn't sound eager to.
No, he does not sound eager to prepare himself for life without Chris Bryant. I wonder how likely it is now. Is it more likely that the Cubs trade Chris Bryant before spring training, now that the Red Sox have rid themselves of Mookie Betts and David Price in the deal and the salary dump to the Dodgers?
Oh, my God. Yes, that's the big news of the day. The blockbuster trade, the Red Sox send Mookie Betts and David Price to the Dodgers. They pick up half of David Price's salary, and they get a package that includes Alex Verdugo, who is a young outfielder, and they got the Twins involved, so they sent Kenta Maeda to Minnesota, and then the hard-throwing prospect, Brusdar Gratterol, goes to Boston. So Boston gets two players for two players. They get a prospect outfielder for an MVP outfielder, and they get a hard-throwing prospect pitcher for a former Cy Young winner.
Not as much as you would expect for a player in Mookie Betts, who is a top five, top three player in Major League Baseball. But he has 1 year left before he is a free agent, and it's clear after turning down a 10-year, $300 million offer from the Red Sox, he wants to hit free agency. He wants to test to see what he is worth on the open market. I would suspect, I'm not saying this, but I guess I'm predicting this. I bet you he doesn't get there. I bet you the Dodgers end up keeping Mookie Betts long term. I think he's probably one of these guys that goes to LA. Who knows? Maybe they win a World Series, but he's motivated to stay because who wouldn't like being in that lineup for that long?
And who wouldn't want to be in LA if you are star power and you want to hang out with LeBron and you want to get yourself a movie career at some point? And why wouldn't Mookie? He's got the name.
And they'll pay him.
LA, you know,
they have the money. They have the resources. They're one of those handful of teams that aren't afraid to go into free agency and to dig deep. And so from a local perspective, you wonder, since the Red Sox did not get what we expected them to get, or maybe we thought they might get for Mookie Betts, does that diminish what the Cubs might ask for or be able to get from either the Phillies, the Nationals, or the Braves, the three teams most often linked to the Chris Bryant rumors?
And what's fascinating is immediately Bob Nightingale tweets that Chris Bryant is on the trade block, and the Phillies and the Nationals are showing at least exploratory interest. So, you know, listen, we know he's on the trade block, but the idea is now he's up. Now you've moved away from Mookie, that's done, and this Chris Bryant thing could happen fairly quickly here. A week from now, they report to Arizona.
The clock seems like it's ticking a little louder after the Red Sox get rid of Mookie Betts. I think that was the point of his tweet, and I think that you see why he would do that. You know, you want some certainty, you want some structure before you go into spring training. You'd like to have a nice, tidy cutoff, right? That's why you do things in the off season and then you go to spring training when you do. I don't know if that's realistic or not. You'd like to think that it is. You know, look, the Cubs haven't done a whole lot of anything. Now they're linked to possibly Jason Kipnis.
Right.
That's not going to move the needle. That's not going to change your impression of the Cubs offseason.
It fits into their offseason, right?
I mean, shopping off the clearance rack?
I like Jason Kipnis.
I do, too.
He's a lovely fella. He's a local guy made good. I'm not going to badmouth him. Sox killer, so there's that. But you think about it, David. I mean, you know, you sign a few guys like that, maybe one of them works out.
Molly, if you sign Jason Kipnis, is it going to change your perspective on what to expect from 2020 out of the Chicago Cubs? No. If you trade Chris Bryant in the next week, is it going to change your perspective of what to for 2020 out of the Chicago Cubs? Yeah, because it'd be a clear announcement that you're not expecting to win in 2020. And maybe the writing is already on the wall, but if if you get rid of Chris Bryant, you know, that's putting it in ink.
God, I don't know why it drives me crazy, but it drives me crazy. Let's get to, you know why it drives me crazy?
Stop it. That's not true.
That's not true. And in fact, John Heyman tweeted out that there's been no talk, that nothing revived between the Cubs and the Braves since this the grievance was officially finished. By the way, the grievance was officially ended yesterday, even though we knew about it last week. And
well, the Players
the
Association,
MLB Players Association got out there.
They issued a statement.
And issued a statement and talked about, you know, how great Chris was for challenging this.
Courage and determination,
yes,
I think.
And then you had you had also obviously Scott Boras saying, you know, we gotta get this done. But the bottom line is, if you really want this to stop, if you want the service time thing to not be a thing, then you better build it into your contract between MLB and the Players Association, because believe it or not, they got a deal done in 2016. That's after he filed this thing, and they didn't include it then. So why would they include it now? Because unfortunately, that the service time thing deals with players who are not already in the league. There's no power base of players potentially being in the league arguing this. The agents can argue it all they want. Major league teams aren't going to change the way they act until they're told they have to.
Well, the Players Association responded in a way that makes you think that this is going to be a factor and part of the discussion and an issue with the next CBA. And there was some talk about why this was being delayed to the extent that it was, the ruling, and we were waiting for it because it was going to be in conjunction with the next CBA. There are a lot of things in play here, but I think the bottom line is you're worried about Nick Madrigal getting, you know, was he going to be on the opening day roster for the White Sox?
I'm not worried about it.
He's probably less of a concern, but there's going to be another Aloy Jimenez. There's going to be another Chris Bryant. There's going to be another guy that comes up.
But Aloy got the deal done, and then he could play, and Louis Robert got his deal done, and now he can play. As far as Madrigal's concerned, and I've said this before, I don't understand why you would prevent him to play for service time. He's not going to be a power hitter. He's not going to be the kind of guy that people are desperate on the market for. He's going to be more of a complimentary, good piece to have, defensive guy, you know, little slappy hitter, and he could help you at the top of a lineup.
So you're not going to be worried about an extra year free
agency.
I think
you'll be able to hang on to him. So I don't think you need to worry yourself.
I think you'll get a fair shot at the job out of spring training. I mean, Han brought up the name. He said that Lurie Garcia and Danny Mendick and Madrigal will all kind of be competing for that. So hopefully that is the case. He has a great spring, and he can make the opening day
roster.
Would
you prefer Kipnis, Kevin?
No, I would take Kipnis maybe 5 years ago, but no.
For the White Sox?
Nick Madrigal.
Well, that was one of the names. It's not like they talked to him. I'm just saying, available second baseman, as we talked about, who could fill in before Madrigal turns up.
Right. Yeah, he's available.
But he's not anymore because he's going to be blocking Nico Horner. I thought we learned that.
I think that it was interesting that Jordan Bastian from Cubs.com tweeted that out, that they've been in contact, and I don't think you do that in his role unless you feel like that's a, you know, that's not a rumor. That's a responsible report. So the likelihood of that is you know.
Right.
It's going to be something that would help the Cubs. I don't know how much it would help the Cubs.
It's a responsible report, but it is not a David Haw seeing into the future moment, right? So responsible, yes. Not necessarily imminent like your ability to say sooth.
Like the eight ball,
Yeah, the human
Cubs signed Jason
David Haw, human magic eight ball. Yeah,
no.
Breaking Cubs.
Stop
news.
It. The Cubs trade Chris Bryant to the Washington Nationals.
Kevin keeps hitting those bumpers and it's so unfair. You know what else is unfair? Is that we haven't had a chance to talk to Dan and Connor yet. So we'll do that.
Let's change that. Yeah.
Yes, it's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Basketball trade deadline coverage on the Score is sponsored by Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity. Call Amy Kite to trade in your home. Visit amywillsellyourhome.com.
Want to
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Sportsbook is America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. They've got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app, new promotions every day, and once you win, you get your cash fast. And if you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, now is the time, because right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. That means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 insight credit if you don't win. Maybe you like the Bulls tomorrow night against the Pelicans at the United Center. Maybe you want to get into college basketball tonight with Notre Dame and Loyola active. Maybe it's another game that catches your eye. When was the last time your bookie gave you a do-over? Didn't think so. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android. And be sure to use promo code SCORE so they know that we sent you. That's promo code SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, to get your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook. Must be at least 21 and present in Indiana. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
So who doesn't want to know another language? Well, the problem is learning it. I mean, if you could just flip a switch and know French or Spanish or even Russian, that'd be cool, right? But who wants to sit in a class for hours when you could be doing something fun? But now, here's the next best thing to flipping that language switch, getting the Babbel app. With Babbel, you can learn a language in just a few minutes a day. No kidding, just a few minutes. And in no time, you'll be able to speak another language. So if someone drops you in France, you'll be able to have a great conversation. Unless, of course, they drop you in France and you had learned Russian, but hey, that's okay, you get my point. Get Babbel, flip the switch, and know a language. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse.